I don't know how I'm going to top that. Wow. That was so great. And you can only imagine the work that goes into that. And I was looking at all the kids up here. I thought to myself what I think Doug Richardson mentioned when he took the kids, the high school kids, up to the youth gathering in Minneapolis. And we certainly have a church of all nations here, and many different nationalities and different temperaments and personalities. And that's what makes God's kingdom so great. All of them in their own fashion, their own way, giving tribute to the wonderful message of Christ and his birth. Before we go into the offering, I don't know if the kids are around, if they're going to be able to listen to this little message I have or not. But I want to start by reading from James chapter 5, an Advent theme, verses 7 and 8. Be patient then, brothers and sisters, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for the land to yield its valuable crop, patiently waiting for the autumn and spring rains. You too be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Well, being patient and waiting is something that none of us like to do too well. And especially children, I think, as Christmas time is getting closer at hand, they're saying, well, how long before it's Christmas? When can we open our gifts? And sometimes the patience runs out. I'm reminded of a story of a school teacher who had a school up in the snow area, up there in the snow, not too far from where David and Jeannie live probably, way up there in the snow. And so they had to get their gloves on, their mittens on, their boots on, and everything as soon as they would leave the classroom every day. One day this little boy could not get his boots on after school to trek through the snow to get to the bus and to get home. And he couldn't, no matter how hard he tried, he couldn't get those boots on. And so the teacher says, can I help? And the boy says, okay. And so the teacher is out there pushing on the boot. And the little kid is pulling on the boot. And finally, after a long period of time, pop, the boot goes on, and then the other boot. And again, and the teacher's starting to sweat. Again, and finally, both boots are on. And the teacher, sigh of relief, and the little boy looks at the teacher and says, they're on the wrong foot. Now, I don't know what the teacher was thinking at this point, but her patience was waning thin. And she says, okay, let's take the boots off. And so, off goes the boots, pulling on those boots, pulling, pushing. Pop, one boot. And then the same, second boot. Switch the boots around. And then the boots go back on again on the right feet, right? The boots going back on. And she's just sweating like everything. She's thinking, this is not worth it. And finally they get the boots on the right foot. And the little boy looks up at the teacher and says, these aren't my boots. Oh, no. So then the teacher is thinking things that can't be said in church. And pulling on the boots, getting them off. They're not his boots. They're not his boots. Oh, they get all the boots off. And the boots are off. And the little boy says, they're my brother's boots. My mother made me wear them. On go the boots again. On go the boots. On go the boots. Oh. And finally the boots are on. And the teacher says, oh boy. Okay, go on. Let's get your coat on. Where are your mittens? The boy says, I stuffed them in the toe of my boots. I don't know how much patience a teacher has to have. But it was pretty trying. You know, James is telling us that as we await the Lord's coming, we need to be patient. He'll come in his time. And the prophets in the Old Testament, if you listen carefully to what Tom said last week in the message, was describing a time when they were all predicting the coming of the Messiah, but it was not yet. And they wanted the Messiah to come to usher in the new age, but not yet. And that's how children feel when it's Christmas, but not yet. I still have to wait another week. It's Christmas, but not yet. And yet Isaiah would say, and plead to the Lord. He would say to the Lord, rend open the heavens, Lord, and come down. He's almost talking to God like that. Already now, open up the heavens and come down. And Christmas is God's wonderful answer to that prayer. When God came down into this world, and he opened up the heavens and came as a human being, as our children were describing a few minutes ago, where everything changes forever. And God is able to start the process of remaking us, remaking our futures, remaking our destiny, casting us into a people of God, a peculiar people, a unique people, in the world but not of the world, God's children forever. And we need to be patient. We need to be patient. I was talking to a lady the other day who was near death, and she says, how long? When can I be with my Lord? I was with Pastor Heidel several weeks ago, and he knew he had cancer and had only a short time to live. And he asked the question, how long? I just don't know that why I'm here. I wish I could go today. And people don't know. We wait. We wait in that expectation of what is yet to come. There's a story about, kind of a silly story, of a scientist who succeeded in making little people, not more than a few inches in height. As the story goes, he put the little people into one side of his laboratory sink, and he created an environment where they were completely comfortable. Temperature was carefully controlled. Enough sunlight came in to provide for their needs. Food was provided in variety and abundance. And even the scientists posted rules for happy living in a laboratory sink. But the little people who lived in the laboratory sink did not pay much attention to those rules. They began to vie for certain portions of the laboratory sink based on their skin color and how much money they made. They began to fight against each other. They began to mistreat one another. They began to cheat to one another. They began to kill one another. And as the scientists looked at this experiment gone awry, in complete anger, fed up with the whole mess, he simply pulled the plug from the drain and turned on the faucet and watched the whole nasty business go down the drain. I sometimes wonder why God hasn't done that with us. He's made this world so beautiful and man so lovely, and life in our homes, in our families could be so beautiful in relationship to God. But look at what we do. You don't have to turn on the news to see man's inhumanity to man in a stark and real way in the world today. God almost did destroy the world one time in a terrible flood. God's anger over sin is fearful, but his mercy never ends. And God said, be patient, because I am going to remake this world. And the Garden of Eden that I envisioned from the very beginning is what it will ultimately happen. Don't fear. Be patient. As a matter of fact, this is what it says in Isaiah chapter 11. In those days, the wolf will live with the lamb. The leopard will lie down with the goat. The calf and the lion and the yearling together. And a little child will lead them. This is Advent. We wait patiently. Not for that first Christmas, because that's already come and gone. And what we celebrate at that first Christmas is not just that a baby was born, or who he was, or the occasion for his birth. But what we celebrate in that first Christmas is that God has opened up the heavens and come down. And he has obeyed rules for happy living in a laboratory sink. He has shown perfect love to God. He has shown perfect love to one another. The summation of the Ten Commandments. And he has taken our sins upon himself and given us his righteousness and accorded to us the right to become children of God forever by faith in what he has done. He says, in the same way that I have gone the first time and left heaven, I will come back to earth again. And so we await in Advent his second coming. And it's that second coming that you see on the screen, where there will be a world where people will love people perfectly. It'll be a world where there'll be no wars and no fighting. There'll be no tears and no depression. There'll be no anxiety or wondering about tomorrow. Animals will all be our friends. And no animal will be an enemy of any other. We'll all live together in a state like the Garden of Eden. The book of Revelation describes the new heaven coming down to earth. It is a picture of an amalgamation of earth and heaven, all one now, in a new concept of being totally with the Lord, totally in the state of love, all people, all animals, all creation, that God will give us anew in that new age. The church from the first century to now has had the prayer, Maranatha, come Lord Jesus. They weren't asking for Christmas anew. They were asking for Christ to reappear and to finalize what he had begun when he was here in the manger and here on the cross. And so we, this Advent season, as we ready our hearts for Christmas, look again to this Christ child. This child who will lead us into the truth of the Word made flesh, to give us the assurance that even as we wait, even as we're patient, God has in store for us a brand new life and an eternity that's beyond imagination. And I think, in summation, that's really what our children were trying to tell us. God is good. He is good indeed. Amen.